In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Canon, very dear faithful, by this time in the first week of Advent, we would have begun our preparations for the feast of the Incarnation of our Lord on Christmas Day. However, as is traditional in the Institute, and in union with all of our apostolates all over the world, we are in the midst of a novena to Our Lady under her title of the Immaculate Conception, the principal patroness of the Institute. This year, the theme of the homilies for each day of the novena are chosen from titles of Our Lady in the Litany of Loreto. On the first day, Canon David Lee of the Shrine in Chicago gave us a homily on the title, Cause of Our Joy. Having been created by God and for God, we will be in a state of joy or beatitude when we possess fully that for which we are created. Our Lady made this possible in two ways: by her fiat to bring about our redemption through the birth of our Lord, and by being the mediatrix of all graces we need for our salvation. More than her consent at the Annunciation, Our Lady is the cause of our joy every day and at every moment, because she is always available to help us come close to our Lord Jesus. She is the reason for the presence of Jesus on earth and in our souls. On the second day, our provincial, Canon Matthew Tallarico, preached on how Our Lady is a spiritual vessel, a vessel of honor and a singular vessel of devotion. She is both the dwelling place and the agent of the Holy Spirit in the Incarnation. With and through the Holy Spirit, the Virgin conceives and gives birth to the Son of God, we read in the Catechism. In his second epistle to St. Timothy, St. Paul calls Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, a vessel of honor, dedicated and beneficial to the Master of the House, Christ himself. The Blessed Virgin said of herself, "I am the handmaid of the Lord," signifying her total dedication and fidelity in the service of God. Total dedication has both the meaning of service and of openness and receptivity to God's will and grace. Today, the theme of the novena is Sede Sapientia, Seat of Wisdom. This title, taken from the Old Testament, refers to the throne of Solomon. The book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom was present at the creation of the world. Given that St. Paul tells us all things were created in, for, and through our Lord, the wisdom of the Father is none other than our Lord himself. Our Lady has the title Seat of Wisdom in her litany, because our Lord dwelt in her womb, was carried in her arms, and of course, was seated in her lap. She is therefore the human throne of the wisdom of the Father. For 30 years, our Lord lived a hidden life with her in her house until he began his public ministry. We know that this shared life with our Lord could only have increased her sanctity incomparably beyond those of the angels. It would be easy to imagine that during this time, from the Creator of the universe himself, Our Lady would have gained a profound and perfect knowledge of all topics under the sun, surpassing the greatest of philosophers, scientists, and theologians. We can imagine that their conversation would have been about God himself, his nature, his attributes, and his works. Can we not imagine that Our Lady would know best how to converse with God himself after spending so much time with him? We can imagine all those topics that twist the minds of the most intelligent of those among us into knots would have been clearly and plainly understood by Our Lady. Everything from divine revelation that is unclear or incomplete to us, would have been made clear and simple to Our Lady by her Son, Wisdom himself, whom he carried in her lap in his infancy. Our Lord mentioned several times that things were told to the prophets in parables. When Moses spoke to God, he spoke to him face to face. But Moses had this privilege only once in a while when he went into the tent reserved for this purpose. For 30 years, every day in comparison, Our Lady had the privilege of being able to ask Our Lord any question that she wished explained. And she knew that she received the answers from the eternal God, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. It is not without reason that Our Lord gave for us the Blessed Virgin Mary to be our mother. Let us not waste any occasion to ask her ourselves the solutions to various troubles that plague us, her help in difficult times, her counsel in the face of challenges that we affront regularly. Let us ask her help to renew our resolutions and apply ourselves with zeal in our duties of state, so that we remain always close to our Lord on the path he has prepared for us to be with him in heaven. O Maria, sede sapientiae, ora pro nobis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.